Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall. On the 26th Sunday after Pentecost, Lections for Proper 33, November 17th, 2024, entitled, The End is Still to Come. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Almighty God, free us from all that darkens and ensnares us. As Jesus and his disciples leave the temple for the last time, an unnamed disciple comments on the size of the temple stones. Jesus tells him something I bet he did not want to hear. Later, Peter, James, John, and Andrew would discuss further while sitting with Jesus on the Mount of Olives, a place well known for being one of the best views of this wonder of their time. A little research will quickly reveal that the size of the stones was only one aspect of the temple's grandeur. It was one of the most impressive sights in the world then, and would be now if it were still standing. Torn down twice since King Solomon first built it, the second rebuilding was undertaken by King Herod before Jesus' birth, not finished until after his crucifixion. That is to say, when Jesus and the four disciples discussed the temple, they were speaking of the beauty and destruction of a brand new structure. It was a staggeringly large and opulent edifice, unlikely to come down again very quickly. The temple had a perimeter circumference of 2/3 of a mile. Its marble walls stood 150 feet and were constructed of blocks weighing many tons. The outside of the building was decorated with 40-foot high columns of white marble. There were 10 gates by which to enter the temple's outer courts, each covered in silver or gold plate. Two of the doors stood 45 feet in height, and one gate in particular, known as the Beautiful Gate, was cast in Corinthian bronze. The eastern front of the temple and part of the side walls were plated with gold. The gleaming white marble and stunning metalwork made the temple flash in the Middle Eastern sun and dominate the cityscape. The temple was both religiously and architecturally the center of Jewish life in Jerusalem. It was a place to which Jesus and his followers were often drawn. Standing in awe of the structure, imagine how distressing it would have to be for Jesus to so definitely that it would not last. It's no small wonder that Jewish authorities were threatened when they caught wind of his dire predictions. They would soon use his words as evidence against him. To Jewish leaders and followers of Jesus, the temple appeared indestructible. Its demolition, both physically and symbolically, unthinkable. How often do we do the same in our day? It's the easiest of tasks these days to find things that are bigger and better. All things are enlarging, growing in strength and capability beyond belief. We supersize our meals, even when we know full well that eating more doesn't make us better. The more opulently we build, the less we have to support what we've built. The more we admire our magnificent accomplishments, the less we're able to look deeply at what still needs to be done. A world of instant communication and instant gratification may be misunderstood by most. The tiny wire that delivers the energy needed to make our lights shine, heat our homes, power our entertainment, and even our wireless communication is much thinner than most are willing to acknowledge. Maybe it's just that we don't want to think about what happens when it goes down. This passage is known as the Little Apocalypse of Mark. An apocalypse is an end. Apocalyptic writing in the first century was not uncommon. Jesus' thinking and the signs, he said, pointed to end times, were well-known indicators for the Jews of the coming of the Messiah. It was interesting that in conversation this past week, a fellow suggested to me that extreme separation between the political left and right, wars raging on with seemingly no end in sight, looming environmental catastrophes, growing unrest and dissatisfaction among everyday citizens. He said, all must be signs of the end. We are living in end times, he said. Perhaps that's true, I replied. But haven't we always? This passage stands not only as a warning about the end of time, it's also a warning about our own time and the ridiculous pride and self-confidence that easily dominates thinking in the Western world. While the surface view may be impressive, deeper insight will always reveal that it's humility and service that will outlast and outshine marble and gold. Recruitment tactics are still underway to have others join the proper side. That's, of course, the side I'm on, right? During the presidency of Ronald Reagan, the Berlin Wall came down. Was the New World Order that emerged, for which Reagan recruited in the post-Cold War era, God's goal for humankind? It was touted as such. Consider the recruiting cry that rose up in the aftermath of 9/11, the cry that continues to resound, calling us to rid the world of terrorists, regardless of the costs. The war on terror ever since is held up as the way to save civilization. Even if the world could be freed from terrorists, Would the world that remained structured with gaping chasms between rich and poor be God's goal for creation? God is not calling us to join the correct side. It seems to me this is not an issue of politics. Almighty God, free us from all that darkens and ensnares us, and bring us to eternal light and joy, says the collect today. One day when angels come with the Son of God to gather the elect, they won't show up with trucks, heavy equipment, and moving vans to carry away the world's great monuments, edifices, and treasures. They will come for the faithful. True treasures will have preceded them, for their treasures will always have been in heaven.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on program and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.